This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Warren Buffett has owned his hometown newspaper, the Omaha World Herald, for almost 9 years now. He's been in the newspaper business for more than 40. But no more. The billionaire lover of local newspapers is famous, of course, for his savvy investments and for almost never selling off an investment that is making money. Which kind of gives away what I'm about to say. Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway Holding Company, we learned today, is selling off all of its newspapers. So if even Warren Buffett is admitting he can't make money in papers, what hope is there? Marketplace's Jack Stewart has been gathering some opinions on that one.
Berkshire Hathaway is selling Buffett's accumulation of over 30 daily papers, dozens of weeklies, and their digital operations for $140 million. That includes the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and Buffett's hometown paper, the Omaha World Herald.
It struck me as one more nail in the coffin of the old ownership of newspapers.
Bill Gruskin is at the Columbia Graduate School of Journalism. He says Buffett is famous for his long-term value investments.
So the fact that he's getting out of the newspaper business is one more negative signal for the future of local newspapers as we've known them.
The buyer, Lee Enterprises, has already been managing most of the papers for Berkshire Hathaway since 2018. It says it sees up to $25 million in cost savings in this deal. Rick Edmonds is the media business analyst at the Poynter Institute.
The consolidation like the one happening today gives the industry some breathing room. There are some efficiencies once you put two companies together.
That's what Gannett, parent of USA Today, and New Media Investment Group said that they were looking for when they merged to create the largest newspaper group in the US last year. Local newspapers have been suffering for years. Craigslist wiped out pages of paid print classifieds. Social media sucked up lucrative local ads. And it's only getting tougher to fight for a slice of a household's media budget, says Joshua Benton, director of the Nieman Journalism Lab at Harvard.
You know, now you're paying $13 a month for Netflix. You're paying $7 or $8 for Disney Plus. All these other monthly subscription products are making people look at the, you know, substantial amount of money in many cases they're paying for their daily print newspaper and saying, you know what, we can just look at our phones.
In a statement today, Warren Buffett said, "I am confident our newspapers will be in the right hands going forward." I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.